Hello, I'm Percy, and I'm calling from Washington Opinion Surveys. May I speak with Karen? We're conducting an opinion survey, and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So, am I speaking with Karen?
Yes, this is me.
All right, perfect. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
All right. Are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
Okay. I know it's still like a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'll probably vote.
All right. If you don't mind me asking, since you want to have a big demographic of all ages, would you mind telling me your age?
75.
75? All right, perfect. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Caucasian.
All right. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Would that be a strong Democrat or a not strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
All right. Now, thinking about the direction that the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
All right. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Would that be strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
All right. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Marie Glusenkamp Perez is handling her job as Congresswoman?
Approved.
Somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
All right. Thinking about the issues the country is facing right now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? And you can select up to two choices. So the first ones are fighting inflation and lowering costs, climate change and protecting the environment, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, combating threats to our democracy, reducing crime and gun violence, growing the economy and creating jobs, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, improving K-12 education, border security, or protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
Inflation.
All right. Would you like to choose another one?
No, thank you.
All right. No worries. And now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. A 100 means that you have very warm and favorable feelings towards them. A 0 means that you have very cold and unfavorable feelings towards them. And a 50 means that you do not particularly feel warm or cold, meaning you feel neutral. You may use any number from 0 to 100, and depending on how you feel, if you have no option, or if you have no opinion or have never heard of this person or organization, if you could please say so. So the first person is Raul Garcia.
I have no idea who that person is.
All right, no worries. How do you feel about Joe Biden?
75%.
75, all right. What about Joe Kent?
Yeah, I don't know who he is either.
No worries. What about Marie Glusenkamp Perez?
I'd say 75 on her, too.
75 on her, too. All right. What about Maria Cantwell?
75 on her, too.
Okay. What about Donald Trump?
0.
What about MAGA Republicans?
0.
And what about woke liberals in Congress?
I have no idea.
All right, no worries. So if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
All right. And if the election for Congress in Washington's 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Glusenkamp Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Perez.
All right. Even though you're not supporting Joe Kent now, what are the chances that you might support him for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance you might support Kent, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support him?
No chance at all.
All right. No chance at all. So next, I'd like to ask you about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, if you could please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. You can use a 0 if you don't think it's important at all, a 5 if you think it's somewhat important, or a 10 if you think it's an extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. So the first one is a moderate who will oppose extremism from the left and from the right.
No, I don't want to finish. Thank you.